Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about selling technique is what matters while selling heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Any successful salesman who is into selling heavy equipment will speak about his or her own tech selling technique. His or her technique might be different from others, and perhaps that is the reason why it is called unique technique. So the technique which one salesman uses to sell his or her products may not go well with another salesman. He or she may try to adapt his or her selling technique, but it may backfire. He will eventually end up losing confidence in selling the product. Therefore, it is a must to produce your own technique rather than adopting others. More importantly, you should make note of selling techniques of different salesmen and try the combination of it. You should not just copy the entirely, but use the innovative skills to provide a unique technique that goes well with your personnel and your way of communicating with others. People who are into selling heavy equipment will often share with you their unique technique to sell heavy equipment. May also have a disclaimer that will speak about how difficult it is to sell heavy machinery to companies and contractors. But at the end of the day, they manage to do their part well and end up making a sale for their company. This is what matters to them, and they do this with the help of selling technique that has developed over the years. This also suggests selling technique is not a one-time activity, and one has to keep on using some or other promotions and combinations that go well with the buyer and he or she buys the product. So you got to keep things and try them and check which one sounds to be perfect one for you. You know, keep trying until you come up with a great technique. Number one, never stick to one particular selling technique. As no two individuals are the same, so is the selling technique. You can restrict your self-ability to one particular technique and have to keep on bringing new techniques that are innovative and can impress an individual to buy a heavy equipment. It is not always the feature of the heavy equipment that makes the sale, but it is the way the salesman puts it across that plays the trick. As long as you do not use different methods, you do not taste much success. Try them out, you know, try different techniques. You may be able to sell your items to the few people, but when you move to a bigger crowd, you may experience hurdles. You know, not every technique's going to work for every different situation. You know, try out different ones. And lastly, be innovative with your approach. Any activity that does not have any kind of changes in it soon can become anomalous, and then generally you will feel like moving into something else. It is not to be fun any longer for you. Similar, when you do not change your selling style, you will find it to be boring and will have trouble pitching products. Moreover, heavy equipment at times become a boring subject for so many, so long as you do not bring innovation in your selling approach. You may cease to like what you've been doing, and that will also affect your sales figures. You know, find your best approach. Do what you need to do to get the stuff done. Again, if you got any questions, give me a call at 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.